a very freaky girl. The freaks come out at night. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. This morning we have Alan on for Freak Show Friday. If you'd like to be on, how do you do that? Quite simple. Email us joanalexshow@gmail.com. Hi, Alan. Thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So, why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday? What's going on with you?
Well, I've been with my wife for 3 years now. And we just had our first kid.
Congratulations. That is really awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, my parents, personally, they were really overprotective with me. And I felt like they were, like, too overprotective, but I kind of get it now. I kind of had to baby-proof the house.
Okay, that's so normal.
Right, so like when I took my son home from the hospital, I put bubble wrap over him.
You put bubble wrap over your baby in the car seat. Okay, that is definitely overprotective. What else?
Let's see. I put child guards on all the drawers and the cabinets.
Okay,
you know, like those things where those little plastic guys where like you can't open up the.
Oh, I hate those things. As an adult,
yeah.
I struggle to use them.
Same. My sister has kids, and I can never do anything in her house because I can't get any of them undone.
Let's see. What else have I done? I've sawed or sanded off all of the sharp edges of the tables.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I've rounded all of the corners in the house.
So you've been doing, like, homemade carpentry just to make your house safer. That makes sense. So you don't want a kid to hit itself.
I mean, they have plastic covers for that, but I guess if you want to be, like, extra careful.
Well, I thought that was enough. But when we come home from the hospital with the kid, I just realized it's not. So
okay.
Right now, like today, he's 2 years old. And he's walking around everywhere. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that I'm a freak because I don't have any knives in the house.
No knives.
Like no kitchen knives to cut up like your food or like chop veggies or none of that?
No, we would eat our steak with our hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you're really doing like the caveman diet then. I can get that.
How do you cook anything?
Well, I'm carefully, right? I mean, we portion out all of our son's food just bite by bite, so you know, like he doesn't choke.
Do you ever like baby bird it just to make sure he doesn't choke?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Ever since the kid was thrown off the balcony at the mall, we don't go to malls anymore.
Oh, you mean in the news? I thought you were talking about your kid. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be, yeah, if you're missing that, not too long ago, some guy randomly went to the mall, I believe in Minnesota, and threw a kid off the balcony, and amazingly, he survived, but he fell like three stories.
Yeah, super sad, but I honestly think that malls are just a cesspool of germs, so I don't kind of
So that's why Liz's not going there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think that part makes you freaky, but what else, Alan?
Let's see. Well, let's see. We do take him to the park once a week.
Okay, good. So he is getting out in public.
Yeah. Every time we go, though, he does wear a helmet.
Like, even when he's not riding... Wait, hold on. But, like, when he's riding a bike or just in general?
Just, like, in general when he goes outside. We give him a helmet, some little, what do you call them? Swimmy floaties.
Oh, for what?
And like knee pads and stuff. Well, just, you know, in case he falls down. You don't want him to break.
Oh, my gosh. In case, like, a tsunami suddenly happens.
Could you imagine being at the park and, like, looking over
It's like a real-life bubble boy. Now, I can't remember what it is, but my good friend Shelby has a brother, and this is serious. He has some bone disease. Like, he's broken his bones, like, 50 times or something, like, or something crazy, a number, because he fractures so easily with his bone density. Your child doesn't have that, does they? Do they?
No, excuse me. No. He doesn't have anything like that at all. I mean, we just love him so much, and we don't want us to be the reason that something bad happens to him. Like, I don't think that I'm a freak at all, okay. Even though basically everyone says that I am. I just think that I'm a loving parent.
Okay, so, I mean, Alan, like, I agree. I don't think Alan's a freak necessarily, but no. I think, like, I don't know what's more severe than a helicopter parent, but, like, you're way too overprotective. Live the web, girl.
I think the freakiest thing about this is we found someone that is more anxious and stressed out than Joe.
Actually, yes, Alan. I think Live the Web Girl has a good point this morning. You sound more paranoid than I do. But you know what? Your kid's okay so far?
So far, so good.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting. Are you going to buy a new helmet as the head gets bigger? I mean, does it have, like, a cage mask like it's playing street hockey? This whole thing is so interesting, like a goalie keeper mask or an umpire mask. I'm so interested.
I don't. Obviously, we're not going to make him wear a helmet when he goes outside for the rest of his life. But, you know, just for right now, while he's still so little, maybe one more size up.
Okay.
I'll have to put up with it.
You know, my parents were very overprotective as a kid, but you top them times 10.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the steak knives, I mean, you could put a steak knife, like, in a drawer with the lock. I mean, as long as you're holding the steak knives, I don't think.
If you put a child lock on your knife drawer, your kid won't be able to get into it, and I won't be able to get into it, so it's fine.
Yeah, so you're two for one right there. Well, Alan, I don't think you're a super freak, but I definitely think you got some protective things going on there, which, you know what, I think there's so many parents that don't give a crap about their kids. Maybe it's good if we got people like Alan who's a little overprotective. Hey, buddy, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. If you'd like to be on just like Alan was, all you got to do, email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com.